This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. 8FM.
Music hit your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Nothing is this pain.
Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey.
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that's the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. Don't rest the show. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
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 We've got to fight the powers that be.
We got to fight the powers that be.
98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Weedy Dungy, your fine garoa. We're just starting musical journeys here on this Sunday, recording from the legendary Bow Street Studios in downtown Whangaroa, Raglan. And we've got a special guest here today, my colleague from Waikato University, Dr. Sherry Lacey. And Sherry will be, well, she prepared a, well, she's a film scholar, which we were pretty lucky. We just had the Oscars last week. And generally, we try to theme something that is going on in the culture that is linked to music to present you guys with a fresh playlist every Sunday. So for this Sunday or this episode, we've got a bit of a movie bangers. So I'm just going to pass it to Sherry. She'll talk more about it, what we've got on for today.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, thanks, Rodrigo. Stoked to be here. Yeah, I thought that we would kick off the Sunday evening with some movie bangers. So I've curated a bit of a list of some of my favorite songs from some of my favorite movies. The first one that we just heard was Fight the Power by Public Enemy, of course, from Do the Right Thing, 1989, Spike Lee, legendary film. Apparently Spike Lee wrote the entire screenplay in just 2 weeks, went on to win a whole heap of awards. And as I just learned today, it was the first date outing of Barack and Michelle Obama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so notable for that reason too. Up next, I thought we could ease into a bit of Pixies with Wave of Mutilation, the UK surf version, which was featured in Pump Up the Volume, a 1990 film by director Alan Moyle. Really kind of captured the mood of an era, that whole suburban teenage angst. Christian Slater, of course, walking the streets.
Nice. So where was that based, the film?
Somewhere in the US. Oh, now you're asking the hard questions.
Well, I've got a keen interest on where things happen, the places.
Yeah, let me figure that out while we're listening.
Well, we'll continue shortly. 98.1, Musical Journeys.
Thank you. that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on.
Part 1, Raglan Community Radio. Iti dangi o whangaroa. This was... Oh, should we... Pause it? We're going to have to pause it. Yeah, thank you. A little technical problem there. Musical Journey. So this last one was... I'll pass it to Cherie because she will be able to talk about the music.
Yeah, so that was, of course, Don't You Forget About Me with Simple Minds, which was featured in The Breakfast Club, 1985, directed by John Hughes. Kind of played that one following on from the previous Wave of Mutilation. Bit of a theme to connect them around teenage angst and trying to figure out what's going on in those difficult adolescent years.
So that was, you know, being an adolescent in the 1980s.
Yeah, I wasn't quite there yet, but I was maybe preparing for that in the next decade.
Yeah, same. I was 5 years old in 1985, so...
I was a little older than that. I think I was six.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Just a little.
So we had no clue about those films.
I had no idea what was happening in that movie, but I really liked the song, and maybe it prepared me for the
hard years to come.
Hard years to come.
Yes, definitely. And what we got next year?
Yeah, well, I had to play, the soundtrack from Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. because I'm pretty sure the 1984 film Ghostbusters was the first film that I saw in the cinema. Must have been the Civic in Napier. It was quite a big moment for me and really left a bit of an impression, I have to say, especially the opening scene with Slimer in the library. No, was it Slimer in the library?
Slimer in the library, yeah.
Or one of the other ghosts. Anyway, the power of the
green,
jump scare.
The green, like, slimy one.
That's it.
Gosh, I love Bill Murray in that film. He's great.
He's a classic. Love him and everything, really.
Yeah.
Musical Journeys 98.1, Raglan Community Radio, Iridangi or Whangaroa. So we just had another great movie banger, didn't
we? Yeah, we did, but I had to tell Rodrigo what it was from. Classic mid-80s New Zealand film, Foot Rot Flats, A Dog's Tale, another early cinema experience for me. You'd never heard of it though, hey?
No, not that
didn't,
one.
Didn't quite make it to Brazil.
It didn't make it to Brazil, unfortunately. Well, we used to get the European stuff and stuff that from the States, you know, the Hollywood, the big Hollywood films. I was just telling you earlier off air that my first film that I watched in the cinema was Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was pretty young, I think. I was calculating it.
Yeah, maybe a little too.
Yeah, and it was a bit terrifying, you know, all those monsters. But it was a good film, yeah.
Yeah, well, Foot Rot Flats, not scary at all, but, you know, really struck to the heart of Kiwi rural identity, featuring a gorgeous border collie sheepdog,
yeah.
I think by the name of Dog. And I was just telling Rodrigo that you know, I've now grown up and got my own border collie sheepdog called Poppy. So maybe that's another connection.
So you do have a deep connection with this film, probably.
It runs deep.
Yeah, it runs deep. Right on.
Yeah, I can't get out of the 80s, though, because I'm going to go to another great film from the 80s, Labyrinth.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, you've seen that one.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It's a classic, and featuring the majestic David Bowie.
Yes.
And we're going to hear from him now with Magic Dance.
Woohoo!
You remind me of the babe. Babe with the power.
Do
my me of the baby.
I saw my baby crying for this baby could cry.
What could I do?
My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew what kind of magic spell to use.
Mine is real.
Oh, what we know.
Dance, magic dance.
Dance, magic dance.
Dance, magic dance.
Jump, magic jump.
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 Slap that baby.
Make him free.
Oh, I saw my baby trying hard as they could try.
What could I do?
My baby's heart had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew what kind of magic spell to use.
Mine is real.
Puppy dog's tails.
Under all
and baby said,
lightning, something frightening.
Dance, magic, dance.
the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Part one, Raglan Community Radio, Edie Dungy, your Whangaroa. Musical Journeys here, and we just had a great track, Low Rider from
Dazed and Confused by Richard Linklater. Have you seen it, Rodrigo?
Yes, I have, and I loved it. I've seen it many times.
Me too. Yeah. It's a bit of a favorite in the mid-90s. I think it was 93 that it was released. I was obviously, you know, perfectly poised to watch it.
Yeah.
Being, what, 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's foundational when it you're 15. It was foundational. You know.
In all the right ways.
Yeah. Absolutely. I wonder what this generation now would think of it, you know, like, because this film is, what, 20 years old now? More. No.
Yeah.
20 years old.
Yeah, just yeah. over. Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like there is
no more. 30 years old.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's 30 years old.
All right, we're showing our age, but I think the generation of what 14, 15 year olds now, I think they'd relate. I feel like there are some universal themes.
Yeah.
In that film, that touch the heart of what it means to be.
Yeah.
A teenager.
Yeah, we're like finishing high school and
experimenting with all sorts of things.
Yeah, going party and
having crushes.
Rites of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, might be worth a test screening. You've got teenagers, don't you?
Yeah.
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 Gonna sit down. Can and you watch tell? It.
Yeah. The gray hair is showing. Yes, I did a show, I think it was last year, it has a great soundtrack, this film, and there is a show, if you dig around our archive and the musical journeys, there is a show, Dazed and Confused soundtrack, and it has a great soundtrack, actually, you know, all the rock and roll classics and stuff, so.
Yeah, it was really hard to choose just one from that.
No, but you picked really well.
Yeah, that was always my favorite.
Yeah. It's a great tune. What have we got next, dear?
Well, I think I'm going to go to some Whitney Houston from The Bodyguard. I know, yeah. I'm jumping around
Kevin
in time.
Kevin Costner,
Whitney Houston. Mm. A great kind of epic love story with a soundtrack to match. Just feel like we need a bit of deep emotion here.
Yeah, why not? I hope you're enjoying that one.
Stay imagining.
98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Musical Journeys. We're here live with Sheree Lacey, and we've got this awesome sound, well, movie bangers playing today. So what was that last one?
That was Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. You know where it's from?
Trainspotters.
1996.
Yeah.
Danny Boyle, I think.
Yeah. It's pretty, it says it's called a dark comedy, but I think it's more like a punch in your gut kind of thing. But yeah, pretty relevant film though.
I mean, some hilarious scenes, you know, thrown in there as well. I mean, classic one that comes to mind is I think, when he's speeding and he goes into the job interview and just kind of talks nonstop for however long it is, you know, one way of not getting a job, I guess. But another cult favorite, really low budget as well, that one. And it was filmed in about 7 weeks, mostly in an abandoned tobacco factory in Glasgow, apparently, and shot mostly just using one take per scene, because they just didn't have money to do any do-overs. So, but yeah, became a massive hit, obviously.
This one take thing, there's some directors that use that, like they're kind of well known for doing a one take, like a long take, or it's not a usual thing, right? And
no, but it can be a really deliberate strategy, you know, for all sorts of reasons. I mean, the most recent limited series, Adolescence, of course, really famous for each, I think about 60-minute episode being shot in a continuous take. Highly choreographed, but that became very much the visual style of that series. Very deliberate. And anybody, I don't know if you ever chat to any cinematographers, but ask them about that and they will talk your ear off for a long time. They seem to love it.
Love the one take, one long take.
Love the long take, But in this case, in Trainspotting's case, I think it was more about lack of money than any other kind of aesthetic choice, but
they made it more of a feature rather than a problem kind of thing.
Yeah.
With the budget they had.
Yeah, it definitely worked.
So
what we're going to go to next is, it's not from a film as such, but it's from my absolute favorite TV series, Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
David Lynch, obviously also worked in cinema, but I think more than any other artist or director, David Lynch has had the most impact on me. I saw Lynch's film Eraserhead when I was 13, 14. I had no idea what was going on. It absolutely baffled me. I just knew that what I saw, I loved, and I wanted to know more. And I think that's kind of why I went and studied film. It was really down to the work of David Lynch. So I had to play something from him. So I thought we'd play the title track of Twin Peaks, Falling by Julie Cruz.
Sounds good.
Thank you. wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you.
Maestro says it's Mozart, but it sounds like bubblegum. When you're waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come. The end of World War II. Nothing left to do when you know that you've been taken. Nothing left to do when you're begging for a crumb. Nothing left to do when you've got to go on waiting, waiting for the miracle to come. Baby, it was just the other night. Most of you was naked, but some of you was lame. The sands of time are falling from your fingers and your thumb. You were waiting for the miracle, for the miracle to come. Yeah, baby, let's get married. We've been alone too long. Let's be alone together. Let's see if we're that strong. Yeah, let's do something crazy, something absolutely wrong.
98.1 Raglan Community Radio. Iri dangi o Whangaroa. So this, I'll let Cherie do the blurb, but yeah. Over to you.
Well, that was Waiting for the Miracle by Leonard Cohen from Natural Born Killers, directed by Oliver Stone. Still in the 1990s. Haven't moved on from there yet in terms of our soundtracks.
We didn't break the 2000s.
Yeah, maybe that's the next show. We'll bring it a bit more up to date.
True.
But yeah, another. I love this film as a teenager. Did you see it, Rodrigo?
I saw, and I actually saw that in like not followed by, but closely to Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
I think they came out around the same time.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And it was a pretty kind of
powerful time in cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of sort of violence in those two films, but you know, that was kind of a little bit of what the you know, reflecting the times that we were in, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Mid-90s. I mean, music around that time was also, you know, we were kind of in the thick of the grunge era, weren't we, at that
True.
Point? When
yeah.
there's a lot of, I don't know, that angst and that kind of feel to the culture. Maybe there's something in that. But yeah, I mean, Natural Born Killers was based on an original screenplay by Quentin Tarantino, so it's not surprising that you sort of getting hints of that coming through as well.
Cool. Yeah, different times, the 90s.
It doesn't seem that long ago. Can I say that, or is it?
No, you can say that. Of course. No. It's
a 40s thing to say.
Yeah. Well, we kind of coming up to the very, very tail end of the show. Maybe this will be the first of other episodes that Cherie might join us here on a Sunday evening.
Yeah, I realize we've been kind of stuck in the 80s and the 90s so far, haven't
we?
So
we have to do a sequel now.
Yeah.
The 2000s, The Matrix, and, all of those ones. Yep.
Hey, thank you for having me, Rodrigo.
Cool. No, it was great
fun.
Yes, thank you for coming. It was great fun. So we've got one more last track here to go, and my usual kind of ending is like thanking everybody for listening, obviously. Thank you all. Muito obrigado. And this show is available on Apple Podcasts. It will be uploaded shortly and replayed on the radio here in Raglan Tuesday afternoons, and also replayed at Free FM on Tuesday nights. Free FM in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton. And yeah, also you can go and check our archive of shows at raglanradio.com and Apple Podcasts and the Musical Journeys. So Javier will be back next week with a fresh list and playlist and theme. But for now, we're just going to finish it up with one last movie banger.
Yeah, so we're going to head on out with Stand By Me by Ben E. King, of course, from the movie Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, Just as long as you stand by me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.